The following is a Northern State Podcasting production.
Yeah!
It's time for the podcast that promises to catch you up on all the news and notes from the Seattle sports scene in 40 minutes or less. It's time for Rain City Sports.
Welcome back to the Fairweather Friends podcast. As always, I'm Veg, and back on my left side,
it is me,
Ricky Reyes.
We're on an it's me basis.
Oh,
me and the audience.
So I don't need to keep saying, as always, I'm Veg?
No, they need that for comfort, but they know it's me.
We recorded a podcast with Jared Johnson, not a super uncommon thing, but we actually did it as kind of a joint.
Yeah, extended, if you will.
We did it as the first hour or so is a Rain City Sports podcast for him / us.
Mostly Seattle-centric sports talk.
So if you've heard us mention it before, he does Rain City Sports, which is sports Pacific Northwest, really just Washington State sports.
We didn't even really get into college.
No.
Mostly just professional.
Yeah, totally. After the podcast, he was like, oh, yeah, should have mentioned the Huskies and Cougars. Oh, well. But, yeah, so you'll hear him do his intro and us talk for a while, and then it'll have our blowing up break as usual. And then we kind of kept talking for another 30 minutes on random topics. I think we ended up talking movies mostly.
Yeah.
And then we wanted to mention, because we've never actually brought it up on the podcast, if you've listened to these, which most of you have probably only listened to a few, if any at all. Although I guess if you haven't at all, then you're not listening to this either. Shame on you. We always edit in a little clip from something into our intro music. Most often I make you choose, Ricky.
It's probably the funnest part.
It is. It's a chance for us to be a little different. We haven't really come up with a good format for our show as far as having like regular bits or anything. We've tried a few.
It's been fun.
But we're really inconsistent on our podcast, mostly just random conversations, and sometimes we do bits, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have guests, sometimes we don't. Lately, mostly we don't. But the clip we recorded in the intro, it usually is something that the guest chose or is related to what we talked about.
Yeah, it generally has something to do with the episode.
Yeah, and so we would love it if people gave us feedback on if they know what the clip actually is from, what it is.
I did mention that I would give whoever guessed it a lollipop.
You did on next episode. We've done a lot of recording today. I'm not going to vouch for the lollipop. That's between whoever guesses it right and Ricky. I'm out. I'm washing my hands of that whole situation. Free hat. But yeah, let us know if you know what that's from. And we'll let you know if you're right. Maybe we'll just let people know anyway.
Lollipop.
Just thought of something we should throw out there. I don't know if anyone was ever curious about why every intro was a little bit different. But so, yeah, we're going to jump into the next thing you'll hear is, I guess it'll be Jared doing his intro for Rain City Sports.
This one was a giveaway, so no lollipop for this one.
Yeah. So the clip we edited into our intro on this one, the music, was literally his intro without his music. Him just doing the explanation of his podcast. And then right when his music would normally cut in, it went back to ours, which you heard all that. So, yeah, no lollipop for this one. If you figure out the next week's episode, which is an NBA preview episode, then
I mean, I guess that nobody's going to listen to that. So
probably not.
Pretty good chance of keeping my lollipop.
There's a reason we stopped doing NBA after four episodes. Everyone was like, I would listen, but I don't really like the NBA. So we decided for business purposes, because we're doing this purely to make money, as usual.
This isn't fun at all.
Everything in our lives, we're failing at that. Yeah, we don't actually enjoy this. This is a job. I would say a 9-to-5, but we really spend about 2 hours every 2 weeks or so. No,
more about 1-to-3.
1-to-3, one day a week, if that. We've kind of gotten back into doing it. I want to try to see if we can get a guest for our next one. I mean, the one after our next one.
Our next actual episode.
Yeah. Next week's is just us and Jared again, which is fine. We talked NBA, and as usual, it went way longer than expected. But I think that's all we need to explain. Without further ado, the next thing you should hear is Jared's Rain City Sports welcoming us to Rain City Sports, or I forget what he says exactly.
Something about welcome.
Yeah, you'll hear him, and he'll introduce us as his guests, and then we'll start talking some Seahawks and stuff. All right.
Enjoy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rain City Sports. I'm your host, Jared Johnson. And today we have a couple of guest hosts. Joining me again is Matt Vague.
You can just call us guests.
Yeah. Guest hosts, though. You guys are
I feel a responsibility when you say host.
Special guests.
I don't want to have any responsibility.
And then joining us also is Ricky Reyes, the man, the myth, the legend.
Ooh. Yes. I don't even give you that much respect on our podcast.
They join us from Fairweather Friends podcast. You can check that out.
Everyone knows that by now. Come on.
Yeah, I would think so, but you never know. Could get new people.
No, nobody knows that.
I mean, I think I advertise for you guys just about every time. So.
You're a good man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, every time I do the podcast, which is not as much as I'd like to at this point. But we got a lot to talk about because... I haven't done the show in 3 weeks, 2 weeks. I don't know.
But is there a lot to talk about?
I feel like there
it's
is.
It's a pretty busy sports season right now.
Yeah.
Well, there's a ton of sports going on, but there's only two Seattle teams that are actually involved in any of them. Unless we have college football, too. I guess so. Four.
Yeah, but we can talk about the national views, too. Like MLB playoffs going on right now.
As usual, no Mariners.
WNBA playoffs going on.
Finals about to end. Is that tonight?
As usual, no storm.
Yeah, no storm in the finals.
True. Yeah,
they were last year when we did the.
They won last year, didn't they?
I think they did.
They still made the playoffs this year, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They did.
But there was Stewart. No Sue Bird and no
Stewart.
Stewart, yeah, who was the MVP last year, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, let's jump into it. I guess you guys want to start Seahawks, Mariners? Do you want to? What do you want to do?
You had a pretty good Mariners tweet yesterday.
Want to bury the Mariners?
Oh, me?
I thought it was a great tweet. So you don't tweet a lot. If you don't follow Jared, if you listen to this podcast, you follow Jared on Twitter. He's kind of like Silent Bob, I realized. Did you know that this morning? Or not Silent Bob. Yeah, no, Silent Bob. Silent. Got it. I was thinking Bob.
He's a good curator. He's got good retweet. Good.
That's kind of what I've been using the page for, is to like send out everything. I follow all the big sports people, and I just like, retweet a lot what they say, and then I throw my own things in there occasionally when I need to. But
well, when you do, it's usually gold.
Yeah. Well,
I liked it. If you want to tell people what that tweet was.
Okay, so yeah, this morning or last, was it last night or this morning?
I saw it this morning. I don't know.
Yeah, so I tweeted about Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers lost yesterday, Game 5, ALDS, 107 win team?
NLDS.
Oh, NLDS. Sorry, that's what I meant. I think there were 107 wins this year.
I think they had the best record, didn't they?
No clue.
No,
come on.
Astros.
No clue.
Astros did?
Yeah. So maybe they had 106 wins. It was Astros, I think, were just a little ahead of them. But it doesn't matter.
Best record in the NL.
Yeah, for sure. And they went down, and Clayton Kershaw gave up the grand slam, right?
Yes. No.
Oh, no.
So he gave up back-to-back home runs.
Oh, okay.
It was in the eighth inning that he did that. I assumed that meant he started and just like...
No,
he gassed out. No. And then I looked at the box score. He pitched 0.1 innings, gave up two home runs, and got pulled. And then it turns out he got the one out in the seventh.
Yeah.
And they brought him back in for the eighth. But this so begs, he got no outs in the eighth.
This begs the question, is it bad pitching or bad managing?
Both.
Both, yeah, for sure.
But you did have some bad pitching. Kershaw's the highest playoff ERA.
Yeah, he has the highest.
It's a different situation if you're getting brought in as a reliever rather than a starter.
No, certainly. So, but he's not shown he's not been successful as a starter in the playoffs either. So
that's true.
I mean, he has, like I said, he has the highest ERA of any pitcher with as many starts as him in the playoffs.
In hindsight, it looks like it was a good move bringing him in to close out the seventh when they were in a jam, which he did. But then probably not a bad move or not a good move to have him come back out fresh when you have relief pitchers who are used to that.
What game did he start before that? Do you know? Was it?
It was probably would have been game 1 and 4. You would think, but I don't actually know. Yeah. Usually the ace is either 1 and 4 or 1 and 5.
Yeah.
And they must have done 4 if he didn't start game 5.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I tweeted about him because of all this. I said that he'd be the perfect Mariners pitcher because because he's such a good regular season pitcher And the Mariners are banned from the playoffs, basically permanently.
Which I was going to bring up Felix's stats because he's a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
So he had two really, really good years. The first year, I think he won 15 games, but they didn't give him the Cy Young because we still were kind of figuring out the whole advanced metric stuff. And they're like, yeah, he's got an amazing ERA and whip and all that, but like, well, wins, man. People were stuck on wins.
Well, and he's never been, like, he's always pitched really, like, he pitched so well for so many years and wouldn't get any run support.
Well, exactly. And the next year when he won the Cy Young, he actually had less wins. I think it was like 11 wins.
Yeah, I remember that.
But he had, I don't remember how many, but he had at least 10 starts where he gave up one run or less, which if you're doing the math and we can't go negative, that means one or zero, and didn't get the win.
Yeah.
So finally they were like, okay, he's clearly great and he's getting screwed by their hitting. Kershaw would be the same situation if he came to Seattle.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And we would still, like, well, you said, not be making the playoffs.
I wonder if his value would ever is ever going to be lower than it is right now, too.
Well, he's been in the league how many years now, too? I mean, he's not.
No, he's not young. He's probably 30, maybe a little less. He was pretty young when he came in, I think. So I think it would be an interesting thought, at least. You know, I mean, he is dominant. I mean, I don't know. And we need.
We do kind of
need some veteran help. Actually,
we don't have an ace at the moment.
Oh, certainly not.
Who it was the Mets pitchers with the two great pitchers right now? Yeah. They're in that situation. Syndergaard and
we'll see. Later. DeGrom.
DeGrom, yeah. Who put up good individual stats and don't get wins.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit, but yeah, I thought that was a good observation. Yeah. His legacy would be way different if he didn't make the playoffs and do what he's done in the playoffs, which is terrible. Yeah,
so I saw a thing today that said they made the playoffs 7 years in a row now and haven't won, right? So
the meme going around is can't get heartbroken in the World Series if you don't make the World Series.
Yeah. And in that situation, I'm like, it must be nice to be in the playoffs every year. I mean,
what's interesting is David Price.
I really want that.
David Price had a similar situation.
Sure.
And 2 years ago in the playoffs, he was so bad as a starter during the regular season, the Red Sox put him in the bullpen. And he did well in the bullpen in the playoffs. And then last year, he got back to starting and he had like three really good starts in the playoffs. And it was like, all of a sudden, no one cared, at least for that year, that he's been terrible in the playoffs every year when he was on the Rays and when he was on the Red Sox, obviously, before that. So you can save it, but he's running out of time to turn that around.
Major Ewing theory going with the Nationals.
With Harper out?
Just Harper and get better.
You know the Ewing theory?
I don't know that.
So that's Bill Simmons. Is he the creator of that, or he just is the huge advocate of it?
I'm pretty sure it's his theory.
Brings it up a lot, where the Knicks with Ewing were terrible. And then he finally left.
Came to Seattle, right?
I don't think that's when he came to Seattle. No, but he did come to Seattle. He did
come to Seattle eventually, but I don't know if it was right there.
And then when he left, they actually got to the playoffs and stuff again. Yeah. So he brings up a lot of, like, when a team loses a good player, like, ooh, we could have a good Ewing theory here with losing a good player and all of a sudden the team gets better.
Yeah. He's never seemed like he had a great attitude to me, but...
I don't know well enough. I won't comment. Patrick Ewing's attitude.
Oh, not Patrick Ewing. I'm talking about
Kershaw.
Oh, Kershaw.
No, not Kershaw. The other one.
David Price.
Price.
Well, everyone says he's like a great teammate.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like
he's bought ever since he got that huge deal with the Red Sox. He like buys teammates shit all the time.
He's with the Phillies.
I've read. Oh, you're talking about Harper. Oh, this is David Price.
Oh, no, Price. Oh, both of them, I guess.
Harper, I think, was too good too early, and yeah, he's definitely got like a...
He has his batting average has been terrible, I know that.
Yeah. Even if we talked about that early in one of our episodes of him versus Trout versus Machado, because they got the big deals this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, none of their averages, other than Trout. Like Machado and Harper, neither of them have had good averages. They just hit some home runs.
Yeah. But back to the Mariners. They made progress this year, I feel like, as far as, like, building up their farm system and doing things like that.
The beginning of the year, maybe?
I think no. They played well at the beginning of the year.
No, they didn't play well at all. Not the pro level. I'm saying...
The start. They had that 17-1 to start. But they... No.
I think overall the organization did well as far as, like...
They went from having, like, the 30th best farm system to, like, the 9th. The pro team... didn't do very well, but they were using, you know, they were bringing guys up before they probably would have.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be the same thing next year, honestly.
And someone, well, PJ was up most of the year, and if he could learn to hit, he would be great. It's like saying you'd be a really good golfer if you could drive 300 yards down the middle of the fairway, but still, like, he's fast, he's a great defender. he either needs to learn to get on base by getting base hits or walking, or maybe pull a Euclid and start getting beamed once a game. I don't know. Get on base and he can be great.
Yeah.
Who were some of those other guys they brought up late in the season? I think you paid, I think, a little closer attention to the minors than I did.
There was, what is this? Let's see. There's a laundry list of them, I feel like.
I feel like we should put a clip of the video from Rick right now on so people can see how often Ricky's on his phone.
Pretty much the entire time.
You hear other podcasts where they talk about that too, where someone is on their phone constantly.
Most of the time when I get on, it's like to look up something or whatever.
Who is the guy they brought up late who we expect to be the first baseman of our future?
I'm trying to think of his name. There's Jake Fraley, who's the guy that they traded from Tampa Bay when they traded Zunino. That's supposed to be good. He's an outfielder. He I think he was injured most of the thing. Justice Sheffield was up, but I don't think he played super well, but he was okay.
No, he actually did two. He was...
I think overall,
third or fourth, type starter. Which I mean,
for a young guy,
in your first four or five games, I don't think you expect more.
He had he go head to head against Paxton?
Probably.
You probably know better than me, Mr. Yankees fan.
I was having a hard time watching the Mariners towards the end of the year. Not gonna lie.
I just seen that was the headline that they're going ahead.
And I guess Paxton actually, he's doing the opposite of what he normally does. He got hurt early in the year. And now he's healthy and starting to pitch like the ace he is.
All
right. Motherfucker. Sorry, explicit episode. God, I hate it when good Mariners go to the Yankees and do well, or Red Sox go to the Yankees and do well.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about that with Ellsbury.
Nope. Jacoby Ellsbury was one of my favorite Red Sox, but he walked away early, went to the Yankees, and just flamed out.
Oh, was it Evan White? Was he up? No?
I think...
Kyle Lewis played really well in all that.
God, he was like one of three guys that hit six home runs in his first 10 games or something like that.
Yeah. Braden Bishop was one of them.
I don't know if White did come up or if we were expecting him to come up. I think he did. He was the DH in first base.
Yeah, he is. There's a bunch of guys that look like they could have a future at least. I mean, the guys that are, like, Justin Dunn is another pitcher that the guy that they traded for with the Mets, one of the guys.
This offseason, they've got to be looking for pitching, right?
For sure.
That was the biggest weakness. Every once in a while, we would just get shut out.
They need to get rid of some of these older guys still. I mean, like Gordon and, like, some of the guys that have big contracts that are just...
Man, but Dean Gordon... I don't think anyone has come in and become a fan favorite faster than him. Yeah, the dude's just got an amazing attitude. He's fun to watch. He's a great defensive second baseman. He's fast.
Shed Long. That's Malik's,
the other guy. Oh, Shed Long came up. I think Evan White is still down.
Okay.
I think it was Shed Long. Maybe they both came up.
He can play basically second, third, shortstop, kind of pretty much all over the place.
And Malik, who got a lot of hate early because he was not hitting the ball, and he was having dumb errors in center field, just not concentrating on catches. Yeah. Like, he's there super fast and drop it. But then he ended up leading the majors in stolen bases.
I drafted D for that in my fantasy league.
He was hurt a lot this year.
Yeah,
D.
He was.
I also had Felix, just out of respect.
Yeah, nice.
Did not work out.
Yeah, I think Malik's, he struggled at every other place besides stolen bases. Like he had a little bit of time where he was pretty hot, but... But I feel like...
Yeah, he never did get his average back up because he was over 300 hitter last year.
Yeah.
Not for us, obviously.
Domingo Santana, another guy that, like, they expected big things from, and he was injured a lot, and, like, he started off pretty well, and then he...
Did they expect big things? Was that only because he started out hot?
I think it's actually... No, I think it's based on he had one year in Milwaukee where he was, like, really good, and then the next year they replaced him with, like, the center fielder from the... Kansas City
Royals.
Yeah, the one that was one of the MVPs or one of the people from the World Series team or whatever.
So an upgrade.
Yeah, an upgrade. They upgraded, but so then he just became a fourth outfielder the next year and didn't do much, and so then they traded him to the Mariners.
Oh, who was the other guy?
Another fourth outfielder.
Who was the other guy who got started out hot? Who was a former like first round pick and looked like he was actually having an emergence with us?
But it's Beckham.
Beckham, yeah.
Yeah, and he's another one that, like...
But the reason we did so well early was power.
Yeah.
We had, like, a 15-game streak to start the season with a home run.
Was it Votto? No.
Who?
No, not Joey Votto. He's the Red.
Oh.
Who was the guy?
Oh, you're talking...
They traded him, like, immediately.
They traded him super early because he was hitting home run. Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
And then also Encarnacion. So, like, our success early in the year was straight power, which is not something you should count on. Although,
can we start out the year with, like, 20 straight games with a home run?
It was the record. It was the record for most consecutive games to start the season.
Later games.
One of the last ones of that streak?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, our whole success was based off hitting home runs, and it's not something that most teams want to count on, although the Yankees and Twins and, like, another team, like, set records for most home runs hit in a year by their team. I think the Twins had 8 guys with 20 or more home runs.
Twins set the record for most.
So it can work. It's not something you can count on all the time. And so,
especially not in the playoffs, honestly, because the pitching
the
pitching
good.
Goes up so much. I mean, the Astros' starting pitching is ridiculous.
They have 3 aces.
I mean,
it's not fair.
Basically.
I do think DePoto has gone too far. Like, he has said from the very beginning, he likes speed and defense. And I think he's gone too far, and now we have, like, no one who hits for power except Seager and Haniger.
Yeah.
And both of them are only able to play, like, 40 games a year because they're always hurt the last, like, 3 years.
Didn't Seager have, like, a really good second half?
Yeah, he ended up being the first Mariner, we've talked about this before, he got to 20 home runs, and he only played, like, a third of the season.
He did.
His average still
sucked. And Haniger was injured most of the year, getting like his nut got exploded.
he lost a testicle. Down the testicle. He ruptured it.
Yeah, that's rough is what that is.
Fouled the ball right into his own junk. Like, come on. He doesn't even get to blame it on the pitcher. Like, he threw it into my nuts. No, he did it to himself.
But the Mariners have at least two prospects that are like in the top 20 in baseball. That Jared Kekalnik.
Kekalnik. Yeah. He's the one who jumped two different, like, three. So he started in single A and got to triple A.
Then he went to, like, high A. There's, like, different levels.
I don't know
A
all the levels, but he
like
jumped stages faster than most people do.
And then Julio Rodriguez, also another outfielder that's, like, a beast. People say, like, kind of Vlad Guerrero-like. Of course, they would say that.
I love the one who can truly be Vlad Guerrero-like is the son.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, he also jumped a few levels over the course of the year.
Flagler's son, who they weren't going to bring up because he wasn't ready.
No, they said, well,
they clearly just wanted to extend his rights one more year by not bringing him up at the first month or something like that.
Yeah, it's like once you get to June, I forget what the date exactly is, but you can you hold on to him an extra year basically if you because they don't.
Yeah, because they did the same thing with the dude from the Cubs. I don't remember his name either. I'm terrible at names. But they did the same thing with him at his first year.
Chris Bryant?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we all, by the Vlad Guerrero thing, we all knew, understood. And they still tried to pull that bullshit.
Of course.
Before we transition away from the Mariners, I do want to make sure I mentioned, this will actually be one of my most memorable seasons as far as going to games. Because I saw the opener, Edgar threw the first pitch. I went on Edgar weekend on my birthday and saw him and got the sign. And then I also saw Felix's last game as a Mariner.
Nice.
And got the
this is
King's Court shirt and stuff.
Quite the opposite for me because I didn't go to a game.
Yeah, so it's weird
first time
for me
in years that I didn't go to a game.
It's the first time they've actually legitimately tried to rebuild in years, which made it not fun to watch games all the way through, and yet there's like 3 games that I'll probably remember more than any other game I've been to.
Went to one game and got to take my ex-fiance. That was fun.
Not ex-fiance at the time. Now ex-fiance, yeah. No, it was that was a fun game. There wasn't that many people. We got to walk around, sit in some lower seats for a while.
Got to hang out with Darren.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't. I don't know why I didn't go to a game. Just probably the losing bet.
You've had a pretty busy last 8 months, though.
Well, it's definitely been busy, but. I went to like the Jay Buhner Hall of Fame game, and I went, you know, years ago, like all the
Mariners Hall of Fame.
Those like big kind of all those big events, I guess, at Griffey's return to Seattle and like those things.
I'll always regret not going to Griffey's Hall of Fame weekend.
Yeah,
because I lived literally 15 minutes from the stadium.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
So extra regret. I don't remember why I didn't go. I think no one else. I couldn't get anyone to go, and I didn't want to go alone, and so I just...
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Safeco's, honestly, even if the baseball game sucks, Safeco's just beautiful, so like you can just walk around and...
T-Mobile?
Yeah. Whatever.
That's Park.
It's never going to be that to me.
All right. Can we get on to a happier
topic?
The
brick backstop.
It is kind of nice. Except that it has the stupid T-Mobile logo right in the middle.
So I heard there's like a golf thing there. Is that true? No? Like some kind of golf, like indoor golf thing there?
Oh, are they doing that? I think they do it every year. They do Top Golf for like 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Supposedly, I heard something about like... they actually set up a permanent thing inside like somewhere by center field that's like
indoor
golf, like.
I know I've seen them have it set up there before, where they'll have a driving like a
where they like you can hit from different parts in the stadium into the.
Well, no, I've seen them set up the like the fake driving range where you hit it and it has the video and tells you, you know, ball speed and all that stuff. I've seen them temporarily set that up. I don't know if they had a permanent thing.
Huh.
I did. They did the Golf Expo. Like
Top Golf is coming, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They do that. Yeah, they do that for a couple weeks every year there. I went to the Golf Expo when I was like 20 or 21, and you got to go out. It was in Wamu Theater, and then you got to go out on the field, and they had a closest to the pin contest.
Nice.
And they had the golf balls that like go like 2/3 the length of a normal golf ball.
Yeah.
Like so I played like 120, and I actually hit a pitch wedge shot to like 9 feet something. It still wasn't good enough to get to like the finals, but
nice.
I did make the 50-foot putt and got to go back and try that again and failed miserably. So.
That's pretty good though. Make a 50-foot putt.
You also get to watch like, you know, it's the long line. So you get to watch a whole bunch of people try and you see there's like a definite groove. So like if you get into that groove and hit hard enough, it's going in. Me and my uncle both made it.
Nice.
Okay, well, let's transition to the Seahawks. Or
this isn't something. This isn't happier.
It's happier for us.
For some of us.
Hey, you guys still hold the playoff win over our head all year until this year's playoffs.
Yeah, we can.
And you guys really haven't done that good against good teams. We don't know about the Rams, and you lost to the Saints.
Yeah, and that was – but we outplayed the Saints. Like, I know it's a moral victory, but, like, it was definitely a, like, oh, you clean up two stupid mistakes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the fumble and whatever.
Didn't they get a punt return?
They got a punt return.
There was a punt return touchdown and a fumble return touchdown, and they beat us by like 7.
Yeah, that's true.
Russell had like 500 yards.
He had 400 yards, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, since the last time we were on, I think the last thing, they hadn't played even the Steelers yet when I did the last podcast. So we won that game, which was nice. Did pretty well for the most part.
Came down to the wire.
Yeah.
Rudolph looked better than he.
Exactly. Yeah, well, and then last week he got complete killed by Earl Thomas. So, so then after that, the Saints came to Seattle, and that's what we were just talking about, and beat Seattle in Seattle, which is, you know, kind of a rarity. Not as much as it was, you know, a few years ago, but...
With Teddy Bridgewater.
But he's looked pretty good overall. Maybe that was probably his worst game, honestly, I think.
Other than Gardner Minshew, he's got to be the best backup in football coming into the season.
He didn't?
No, they won by 4.
They didn't score a touchdown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they didn't score. They were 4 field goals versus, it was like 12-10.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Well, I mean, he did bad, but he just didn't get it.
You're right. And then what, last week was?
The Rams.
That was a ridiculous game.
Should have lost.
Probably should have lost a few times.
But, I mean, you want to be the team that has the lead and is not trying to get a last-second field goal.
I always feel like you could say that about every game almost, especially for the Seahawks. Maybe not for other teams.
If you're a homer,
but it's always a close game most of the time, and you could always come down to a few different plays.
I only say it because Zuerlein is probably the best kicker over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And so I think that he makes that kick like 94 times out of 100.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even joking.
So, a similar situation with the Cowboys game this week, though. Like, when they were coming down at the end there, they still had to make an onside kick even if they made it. But, like...
Then there was a missed field goal earlier in that game.
Yeah. So, like, it was kind of interesting. That made me think about it a little more. But, I mean, I don't know. I think...
Good call by Pete to not ice him.
Yeah,
icing to the kicker hasn't.
Yeah, I think the not icing gets in their head more because they're expecting it.
Maybe you're
so
right.
So I think when they're going up for that first kick, like they're lined up and they're getting ready for the snap, they're
it's one of those things
kind
of
looking over their shoulder, like, oh, here comes the timeout, and then it's like, no, okay, crap, now I got to kick it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think if you do it in it and they make it the first one and then they miss the second one, then you're right. But it's like either way, you could be right, right?
They just make them both.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like. I don't know.
It's like nowadays you want to play that percentage though and make them do that second try.
Yeah.
It's been a lot less clutch kicking.
It'd be interesting to look at the have someone bring up the stats on how often when they ice them they miss the second one.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, totally.
There's definitely been a few instances where I think it was the old Jets kicker, what was that dude's name? And he like they iced him and he missed it on the first kick and he got to re-kick it and made it.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. It's like either way you can. It goes, exactly. It's like
be interesting to see the stats, but I think it's probably more just.
I think it's almost just dependent on the snap and the hold and all that other stuff. Like there's so many different variables that can make a make or break whether a kick's going to go in.
And what Tedrick Thompson?
Tedrick, yeah.
That catch was insane.
It was insane. It was and it's funny because so like I heard some people complaining about how much he celebrated it, but like everything I ever hear about him is that. Like is
he criticism. Was clearly the only one who knew that he caught. Actually, it was another guy who was coming toward him when he caught it, who celebrated. So clearly, they were the only two that thought he caught it.
He knew it was the play of his career right after the game. He's like,
The criticism, he's been getting criticized pretty much the whole time he's been with Seattle just because he doesn't really make plays. And like,
in that Bengals game, people still have that in his head, that dumb catch before the first half.
And he's trying to replace, like, obviously legend. So, like, I think it was just a big relief in a way. Like, because, I don't know, if you saw, like, after he made the interception and then they confirmed it. Like, him and all the whole defense ran down the field and went in the end zone and, like, high-fived all the fans. And, like,
I'm a big fan of the
they were getting crazy.
The group picture that they did on turnovers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so, like, I heard a lot of people, like, not happy saying that they were over-celebrating or whatever. But
well, and it was another case of the refs blowing one dead. And then having to be like, whoops, you don't get the return that you would have had if we had just let it play out and then reviewed it. So they've been more and more now just not blowing whistles. And then people are like, what are you doing? Well, no, that Saints, that was week one that they
did it. Week three against the Rams.
Was that week three? Okay, yeah, I mean, it was early. I think
fumble. It was week three. Yeah. But they were both undefeated.
Yeah. Speaking of the Rams and Seahawks, so NFC West is looking like potentially the best division in football right now?
I think it is. I don't know. What would be even close? The AFC's terrible.
The Rams might actually be bad.
I don't think so.
I think their ceiling is still the highest in the NFC, but the floor might be the lowest outside of Arizona.
Yeah. The North?
They've given up a ton. They gave a ton of points to the Bucks.
Packers? They did, for sure. But that was it. Also, wasn't that fumble return? There was a fumble return in there. There's like some, you know, goofy plays, I guess you'd say.
Evans had 3 touchdowns and like 200 yards Evans receiving. So,
you
can throw on them.
Yeah. But there's the Packers, the Bears, the Lions.
Except that the Bears don't look as good as we expected.
That's actually pretty
good. The Lions look better. Vikings, we still don't know.
Okay. I think the Lions.
That one might have. If you're going to say that one's better, it's because they don't have a Cardinals.
Yeah, that's what I was
all
saying.
All 4 of those teams are capable of winning 8 games, even though they won't all. So, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's what I'd say too.
Cardinals might get to 4 wins. But they got the tie. They got the tie.
Against the Lions.
Yeah. Kyler Murray, I thought he looked okay though. Like he looks like
he's getting better.
He could be a playmaker and he's just like a little hesitant and stuff.
Certainly looks better than Baker.
The people that watched college football are like, Kingsbury's holding him back. Like he's a bad coach. They're like, he's not actually a good coach. He doesn't have a winning record in college. He was going to take an offensive coordinator job in college and turn that down to become a head coach in the NFL. It's like, wait a minute.
And that shows you the Arizona Cardinals organization.
Exactly.
Yeah, they went in last year, took a quarterback in top 10 and hired a coach.
I know. I'm surprised he stayed so long.
Yeah, so they gave a new coach and the top 10 quarterback 1 year and then gave up on them last year.
Yeah.
And now we're starting over with another top 10 quarterback and brand new coach. So yeah, that Cardinals organization is a little rough.
A little rough, to say the least. But yeah, I mean, I think that you have a good point. I'm not sure what the best division is, but I feel like as far as if you were going for a top, what I feel like the West would be because they could easily have
10 win teams.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy, too, to think about.
Even beating up on each other.
Yeah. But I actually, back in the day when the Seahawks were playing the 49ers and they was like, those are the best two teams. Most people.
Yeah, they ended up playing in the NFC Championship game.
Renewing, because that was real fun.
Yeah.
But what made it fun was Harbaugh.
It's true.
Everyone hated Harbaugh and Carroll. No one hates Kyle Shanahan.
Nah, I know. It doesn't seem like that.
Or Garoppolo.
You got the Sherman factor.
That's true.
That's true.
Except I don't hate Sherman
either. Nick Bosa being a...
He's an easy one to hate, I feel like. But
yeah. I'm real disappointed that he's good.
I like that he pounded the flag on Baker. Cool,
but...
Yeah. But I think that it actually is kind of good to have a bunch of good teams in your division because it like builds you up for those playoff games and like the pressure and everything. Especially like Seahawks are like still like the 4th or 5th youngest team by average age or whatever.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That makes sense.
Old man.
Yeah, he is. He is the old man. But he's playing.
He's like 29.
Yeah,
something like that.
The old man on the team.
Him and Bobby.
Bobby and KJ.
KJ.
KJ is probably the oldest. But yeah, I think that it kind of sharpens you up for the playoffs, and so. And
the running game's going good as long as Carson doesn't fumble. The passing game, Wilson's having another looks like potential career year, starting to run the ball again. So maybe he was banged up last year. Maybe that's why he wasn't
Disley
running.
He's been
awesome.
Disley, who was supposed to be a blocking specialist, turned out he
can catch.
We had Vinette, who we drafted specifically like 2 years ago to be a receiving tight end. And instead, Disley's the one who's a great receiver, and we traded Vinette because we're like, well, you...
We got Luke Wilson back.
Yeah, and Wilson was a solid blocker and a solid... Like, he's not great at either, but he's good at both.
I'm not sure why they got rid of him in the first place. I know he's a free
agent.
I know he's a free
agent. They let him get paid.
Yeah,
they
didn't sign him to
they didn't want to
the contract.
Yeah, so...
Same reason we let Golden Tate and Javon Curse. Like, we just
Richardson
want to
and all them guys. Yeah, exactly right. But...
Which has worked out because now we have a ton of cap space. It doesn't look like we'll re-sign Clowney, at least as of how he's gone so far.
I think he already loves it here. Like, from everything I've heard, like, he already is...
He likes it, yeah, but I'm like...
It's a matter of...
We're not going to pay him $20 million a year, and he's going to want it.
I mean, we'll see, I guess. We have the money, I think. That's not really...
But it's not worth it. If they didn't pay Frank Clark, who actually put up good pass rushing numbers and stuff, $20 million, I don't know why they would... Do Clowney. Pay Clowney.
Well, so far, Grant Clark's been pretty bad, too, this year.
Actually. He had a pretty good game last week. Huh. Kept a minute.
Chiefs aren't really
things.
That good on defense.
No, they're terrible.
Especially against the run.
Yeah, they got Tyrann Mathieu and Frank Clark. And maybe Don Terry Poe, did they still have him? I don't know. Defensive tackle.
I just remember
he was really good.
Bengals.
Yeah. But... What about Russell Wilson's MVP stock? Are you guys buying into that at all?
Yeah.
It's been a big conversation nationally even right now.
I don't feel like you guys have played enough competition.
Yeah.
I mean you played against the Steelers, the Bengals.
But the only person I can say who's higher would be McCaffrey.
Exactly.
Even Mahomes, like...
Mahomes is going to have...
He only has one touchdown.
Yeah, he is.
But is he, though? He only has one touchdown over his last 2 weeks.
He will. He's insane.
Well, he says it's always wide receivers, which is kind of funny.
Tyreek's coming back.
Yeah.
Tyreek coming back.
He says that he said, I saw something about, and he said, like, defenses are playing the same defense every week because they don't have anybody that can go over the top, basically, at this moment. So, I mean, that might change, obviously, when people get back.
Plus, if Brady.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Always have to consider Brady for the record.
Yeah, but I think the fact that Seattle has like 5 national televised games this year, that might help Russell Wilson quite a bit.
I mean, at least at this point in time, Wilson hasn't had a bad game.
Yeah.
The game they lost, he actually put up
his best
the most numbers because they were trying to play from behind.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a down game that you can be like, well, see what happened when that team played him.
And the hardest game he rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
And he always does. And Scott always has like some of the best fourth quarter numbers.
No interceptions.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
He's being the efficient quarterback he was last year, but actually running the ball more and getting more touchdowns this year. And he had the career high in touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
But McCaffrey is carrying a potentially bad team, and now they have a winning record. Now they have a quarterback who at least doesn't turn the ball over
as much.
I heard that. Fumbles. Well, like I've heard people say that, like if they make the playoffs, then he'll win. McCaffrey will win MVP.
That's dumb.
He's got more yards than the Jets.
Bill Simmons argues this all the time. He's arguing against Trout. He's like, you can't have an MVP who's on a bad team. It's like MVP means you add the most value to your team. So yes, if Trout's team only won 76, but if you replace him with a bad or an average center fielder. And they lose 20 more games. That means he's got a lot of value, even if it's not. You know,
that's
it's
what
not,
I always said about Kobe.
Yeah, it's not his fault. They started on a team that's like a 50-win team and turned him into a 76-win instead of starting on a 70-win team and turning him into a 96-win team.
Yeah.
Same with McCaffrey. The guy's averaging like 175 yards and 2 touchdowns every game. If you put an average running back on that team, they're 0-5.
I was going to say, do you think if he's on the Dolphins, they have a win?
No, because you're starting on an 0-16 team, and maybe he gets them 4 wins. But instead, he's starting on a Panthers team that was probably like a 6-win team with a not completely healthy Cam and
defense is pretty good.
Yeah, I had them in the AFC Championship before the season. But
that's because they thought Cam was actually healthy, which is dumb because we didn't even think he was going to start Week 1 until like 3 weeks into the preseason. It was like, oh, maybe he will start. Well, yeah. Guess what? If it's that much of a question, he's not healthy.
Is he supposed to come back at all or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just his ankle.
Oh, okay. Not his shoulder or whatever anymore. So not his problem.
Apparently, he's really bad. I didn't get to see those games, though.
Yeah. Huh.
He can't throw on field. He misses guys.
He's never been super accurate, but...
No. His maybe. Career completion percentage is under 60%.
Yeah. Okay.
But, so McCaffrey will be my MVP right now. Wilson, number two. I mean, I'll tie with Mahomes. The ceiling, Mahomes' good games have been crazy good. But when you have two, I guess one of them he threw for a bunch of yards, just didn't get any touchdowns.
They throw like the highest percentage.
So I guess he really had one bad game.
Yeah, I think they throw for the highest percentage of any team.
Yeah, and the Seahawks throw for like the least.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than the Vikings.
Yeah.
Efficiency.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, so. Russell's like 70% completion percentage right now, or 72 or something. Something ridiculous.
He's up there with the Breeze completion numbers. And then Rams are playing the Niners this week, so that'll be big for...
Yeah, who are you rooting for in that one, then?
I feel like I'm rooting for the Rams because I want the Seahawks to win the division.
Yeah, same with me.
And if... Not that if the 49ers win and they're only...
It's not. No.
They're still only half a game ahead of us. But if they lose and we win, we're in the lead in the division because they'll be 4-1 and we'll be 5-1.
Who the Hawks play?
We play the... Yeah, Cleveland Monday night. Ooh, so we got the extra long week, and they got the slightly short week.
Is it Monday night?
Yeah, they played Monday. No, they...
When's the next game
it's
now?
It's a regular Sunday, but the Browns played Monday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we played Thursday. So we got four extra days over them.
Yeah.
Good time to catch the AFC North.
Yeah.
And now there's talk of like...
Do they play the Ravens this year?
They do.
That'll be fun to see the Marvers.
Maybe that's in Seattle.
Which I actually it scared is. Of that game because the Seahawks have a bad history against mobile quarterbacks. They do a really good job of not giving them anyone to pass to and then leaving them a whole bunch of field to run on.
Dak had some pretty major runs in the playoffs last year.
Well, I felt like so far this year that like the linebackers, for as much talk as they've gotten, they haven't actually played as well as I was like. Like I haven't seen them. I don't know, flash as much as they had previously.
But I think part of that is our secondary is not doing very good, and teams are able to get the ball out pretty fast.
Yeah, probably true.
But no, yeah.
And we're not getting a lot of pass rush, honestly. No,
Jaron Reed coming back in week 7 will be big for us. He was our sack leader last year.
Anza back?
Yeah, Anza, he's back, but he's kind of doing his preseason in a way, you know. He's been getting better each game, I feel like.
Because it took him like 3 weeks longer than they thought. Because he was questionable for week 1 and didn't play until week 4?
Yeah, I think you're right. So, and I think he played 9 or 10 snaps the first game, and then
worked his way up.
Yeah, he hasn't been playing a lot, and then he kind of has been working his way up, and even Clowney came in pretty late and
he was holding out in camp, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he was.
Oh yeah, he wasn't in camp in Houston.
Yeah, and so
lucky for us, Jaron Reed was only suspended, so he's healthy. Only suspended for roids. Hopefully they're still doing their job.
I've seen a couple of tweets from him celebrating wins and stuff like that, so he's watching.
But I mean, when Ziggy's fully healthy, Clowney and Jaron Reed, those three guys, if they don't get a pass rush, then we just suck.
Quentin Jefferson's been pretty damn good, I feel like.
He's been our best so far.
Yeah, and getting pressure up the middle, which is kind of funny. He's the same guy, I think. It's the same guy. But in the Jags game a few years ago that attacked the crowd. I think it's the same guy. I'm not completely certain, but I'm
sounds sure. Right.
Yeah. I guess we'll see where it goes from here. But I have high hopes for them at this point. I feel like they're in the top consideration of the NFC for sure. With the Cowboys, the Saints, the
Simmons did his rankings. He had them lurking. No, he had third tier. So there was the top tier, then there was one team in the second tier, and then they had the lurking tier, and Seahawks were in that one. But it put them at fifth for power rankings.
I can see that.
Because he had I think the 49ers were in their own tier, because he was still not sure if they're good. So I think it was Patriots and Chiefs as the elite. Saints. Patriots, Chiefs, and Saints, I think, was the top tier. Then he put the 49ers in their own, because he's they've played one less game, and they really haven't played anybody. And then he had the lurking, which was the Seahawks and Green Bay. I think there was one other team, but I don't care.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why do I keep...
I still don't think Green Bay's that good.
I don't know that they're that good, but I think... they beat the Cowboys, I guess, but...
It was kind of...
It was... Well, it was a beat down at first. And
they didn't have Tay Adams.
And then they kind of went away. It kind of came back at... Yeah, but...
their defense is obviously better, and I do think they're one of those teams like the Seahawks do every year that will get better, partly because they have a new coach who's trying to figure stuff out too.
Yeah.
And last week, Devonta Adams was out.
Yeah.
Which
I'm really not a big fan of Aaron Rodgers.
Neither am I.
Just as a person.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Actually, I think he's been overrated as a quarterback too.
I think they give him too much leeway of if he plays bad, it's like, oh well, it must be the people around him or whatever. Maybe that's all quarterbacks, but I don't feel like that's true.
Who was the coward that said the new tier is just Mahomes and Wilson?
Yeah,
for top quarterbacks.
Yeah,
I mean, I think Brady still has to be up there because you can't say that if you had a fourth quarter and you need one score to win that you're not going to have Brady as one of your top guys you pick.
For sure.
Yeah,
especially if you have any kind of offensive line
with his history. Yeah. Someone here? Oh, you guys continue.
Well,
okay, so how about those Cowboys?
Yeah, terrible. Terrible showings the last couple of weeks. Well, they could have very easily won against the Saints. Randall Cobb dropped a touchdown. They got down early at home, which is very disappointing against the Packers.
What about it? So I think Cooper's looked pretty damn good every time I see him.
Anybody have 11 catches, 226 yards, and two touchdowns?
Ridiculous.
Which of course, I was playing him in fantasy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Perfect. I'm not in the fantasy league at this moment, but I've been helping some friends with their fantasy teams, like just saying, oh, you know, this guy, they had Eli Manning. I'm like, what the hell do you have him for?
I'm in too many leagues and I've stopped caring.
To be honest with you, it was a lady, and she said, I just picked him up based on looks or based on something, I forget, college or something. Looks. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's your problem, because she had Vinette too, actually. So I'm reshuffling the entire team.
He's actually did okay for the Steelers at first.
Oh, it was before he was on the Steelers.
Oh.
I released him pretty quickly.
He might have a chance at,
he definitely could be more successful than he could be here, because we don't pass the ball enough to really create really good, wide receivers and what's called. I know that our receivers are good at, maybe Lockett's really good, but he's still not going to ever produce the stats that he could somewhere else, right?
Shout out to...
Lockett might be able to. He had double-digit touchdowns last year, and he's getting the targets now. Even if we don't throw a ton, he's getting enough targets. He's getting more targets other than week one.
Actually, Baldwin was getting the most right now still, I think. Last time I saw.
Really? And I know Lockett had 11 or more in week two.
Yeah, but I think it was the last week that I looked in it. It was Metcalf was the highest, and he had caught only 40% of his passes because most of them are long bombs, right?
Yeah, somebody also mentioned that if you look at his route tree that they bring up, it's almost all
deep, which is streaks, what they said he was his strengths were coming out of college. So I'm not.
Well, yeah, it was a straight line runner.
Yeah, I think he'll learn the other things as he goes along, but it's not a bad thing to start off with what he does best and then build on that. Obviously,
everybody needs a burner.
Yeah.
Well, in the preseason, they had him doing some other stuff. He was doing some stopping routes.
Have that, and it's completely stole their offense.
Yeah.
We just talked about Mahomes, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We have nothing else. You have to pay attention.
Lockett could
if you play him one on one, then you worry about him being that guy.
Yeah.
And so they have the safety has to pay attention to him too.
Well, I think Lockett can do that too. Obviously, I feel like we kind
of. Oh no! Lockett has 36 to Metcalf's 26.
Shout out to Wait Until Marriage.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
Metcalf only has 12 catches on 26 targets.
Yeah.
Where Will Dissly, how many catches do you think he has on 26 targets? Because he has the same
22.
Number of targets.
Six of them are touchdowns.
23.
Damn.
Nice.
So that's what Lockett was when Baldwin was there, where he was an 80% catch rate. But I mean, Lockett, 30 out of 36. His yards per catch, this is how you make up for it. DK, 22 yards per catch to Lockett's 12.5.
Yeah.
And so what their total receiving yards is less than a little over 100 different on 18 more catches by Lockett.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's a safety blanket in a way. Him and Disley are the two guys that Russell Wilson's going to find when he needs to. How about the freaking, what's his name? I forget the other wide receiver's name because he sucks.
John Brown?
Yeah.
Eight of 13, 116 yards.
He just doesn't. He's a never opener. I don't know what it is. They don't trust him. But I always hear so much about him. like before the season, they were like, oh, Jerron Brown, he's going to be so good. But he's never been that good. Like, he's never had a really good year, and not even with Arizona when he was there. And
so he had flashes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He was hurt a lot in Arizona.
So, like, it's kind of funny to – it's like, God, if they throw it to him once in the game, it's like a shock.
They are throwing to the running backs a little more this year. Like, that was a big thing they were talking about this offseason. Carson's got 17 targets. CJ Prozise, 8. Rashad Penny, only 3. But total, that's 30, almost as many targets as Lockett has by himself. So at least they're keeping teams honest with the running backs when they come out of the backfield.
Yeah, and they haven't been really good at that for the last several years. Like, Russell Wilson, that could have helped, like, a lot of the times where he's taken sacks is if he had a safety blanket kind of, you know, running back out there.
Yeah, he used to dump it off to Lynch, man.
Yeah, he would.
No, Lynch was never considered a receiving back, but yeah, that he did feel comfortable throwing to him, and they would do wheel routes with him every once in a while to keep people honest.
And they could do that with these guys. Precise, like you saw, was it Penny, or who was it that made the long catch with one of the running backs last week? Made, like, a really long catch over the top of Tlaib.
Well, Penny has a 30-yard catch on the year.
It might have been him then.
CJ Prozise as long as 21. Carson, so it's funny, Carson gets the most targets, but he's the least
receiving. His long is 17.
He reminds me of DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good comparison, except that he fumbles more.
Well,
he hasn't the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he didn't fumble. I think I heard that he didn't fumble at all in college, the whole time he was in college, which is ridiculous. But. Okay, so is there anybody else you want to talk about? Anything else?
On Seahawks, I don't know. We got one other Seattle team we should at least mention.
That's the Storm?
No, the Sounders are the only ones that are playing. I looked them up this morning. They're second in their division, but the LA Galaxy are just way better than everybody else.
Yeah,
Sounders have only a +3 goal differential, which means they've just done really good at getting ties and winning close games.
Yeah.
As long as they're better than those lousy Timbers. I really hate those Timbers.
I don't think about that. So they're getting close to the end of the season, I think, to go playoffs. And so they'll be in the playoffs. Their standings are really close for teams.
I have seen that. Like, did they start off really bad this year or no?
No idea.
I think they started off good.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. I don't follow that
closely. Yeah, I don't follow that closely either. If I see him on TV, I'll usually watch him, honestly. But
Dempsey was my guy.
Once I played FIFA, the video game, it was like all of a sudden my whole idea on soccer changed. And I'm like, I understood the rules a little better. Like,
FIFA's a good time.
It was. Super good time. Like, I figured out players like all over the world that I didn't ever, like, you know, never would have known, obviously.
I got to get that so I can challenge Chad or Jasinka. He's always playing against all his fans.
Like I said, I had to look it up. So you got, like, their 16 wins, 10 ties. I'm sorry, 10 losses, 8 ties, +3 goal differential. There's four teams below them have a better goal differential.
Wow.
But they're, what does an X mean on this? They have clinched the playoff spot.
Cool.
Turns out, seven teams make a playoff spot. Oh no, seven teams do. It's already been established. Like, they know who's in, who's not. So they must be really close to playoffs.
Nice.
But yeah, they have a +3. The next best, second most, their best goal differential in that division is at 9, and the Galaxy, or no, the LAFC. What is that?
That's Galaxy.
Is that the Galaxy? Why LAFC? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They have a +48 goal differential.
Wow.
They've scored 85 and only given up 37.
Ibrahimovic? Is that the guy's name?
Yeah,
monster.
It is true.
So good luck to them going forward.
For sure. The other thing I wanted to mention is the Sonic Boom podcast. Or is it? You know about it. Yeah. You know more about it than I do. But
I listen to it.
And no, it's not on Google.
It's not.
It's available only on Luminary.
Yeah.
But you can get Ricky says you can get a 30-day trial.
You get a free 2-month trial.
Oh, 2 months. Yeah. I even like that better.
So I'm waiting until it's over because they're doing multiple episodes.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Wait till it's halfway over. Then
but you guys should definitely check it out. It's pretty damn good.
I want to because, we obviously know a good amount about it just because we're here.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a ton of stuff.
Oh, no. The guy who is doing it, he grew up in Atlanta and he loved the Sonics. Despite growing up in Atlanta, like, he talks about from more of a national perspective in a lot of ways.
If you grew up watching basketball in the 90s, the Sonics were one of the exciting teams. Yeah. They made one finals. They had a guy who was probably every year in his prime, considered at least a top 5 point guard. Sean Kemp, Rain Man, one of the best dunkers in the league for a good 5 or 6 years.
So. I always hated Gary Payton until I realized that he was the one that threw the inbounds pass to Derek Fisher on the point four play.
So now I didn't even know that. That's great.
So it's a pretty cool listen, and like kind of, you know, gives you a lot of nostalgia, but also like I kind of got goosebumps like listening to it, just like bringing me back to like, it's almost like when you listen to the, you know, the 95 playoffs games for the Mariners.
Oh, yeah, they play those highlights.
You just get that feeling and you're like, oh, my God, you know what I mean? Like, so I felt that way just listening to the first episode, which you can listen to for free before without joining.
Yeah. Oh, you can listen to the first episode free?
Yeah.
And it's fun listening to those type of documentary things where they, you know, because they do in-depth research, so you find out details you didn't know.
There's interviews with all the players on there. There's like, it's pretty cool.
Gary Payton was like the best guest he's ever had.
Yeah, they had Detlef, they had Gary Payton. I didn't hear Sean Kemp in the thing part I was listening to or whatever, but
he was probably at one of his kids' birthday parties.
Yeah, but George Karl was on there.
There's, nice.
You know, lots of Nate McMillan.
The original, did they get the original Splash Brothers? Ray and Richard?
I don't think they go that. Well, not yet. They haven't gone that far. Like into the future, I guess. They were mostly sticking with the 90s so far. And then maybe just a little bit on why they left and that kind of stuff. It's a pretty good thing. Listen to it if you're out there in the world.
It's a Ringer podcast, so they'll probably get Durant.
Wait, it's a Ringer podcast? Yeah. But it's only on Luminary? I knew Ringer was kind of pimping it, but they do that with other stuff sometimes that, you know, they don't do that they like. They're not... That was one of the things Bill Simmons hated about ESPN, was like for the longest time they wouldn't let their people go on anything else. They wouldn't let them like openly even promote things that weren't ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated that because he never got to go on local radio and stuff. And so with The Ringer, they got Ryan Rosillo when he was still with ESPN, which is nice. ESPN now lets their people go out. But yeah, The Ringer had been probably because they're trying to poach people, but they've had a lot of guests who are on other things and they promote. Like Matthew Berry goes on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mina Kimes goes on every once in a while.
Yeah, she's pretty hilarious. I saw, she tweeted something, or maybe it was her boyfriend, or somebody tweeted like her celebrating the Seahawks win.
I've seen that.
It was so freaking hilarious.
I always forget that she's a big Seahawks fan.
It's funny because she did the preseason games for the LA Rams. Like she was the analyst on that or whatever.
Yeah. She got to do the commentating.
Like, they were like, everybody was like mad at her for it a little bit, but I mean, she's still a Seahawks fan. So, well, anyways, I think that's probably wraps this up.
Yeah.
All right, Ricky, that was us talking to Jared for his Rain City Sports podcast, all about Northwest sports. And now, this is our We Blowing Up break, I guess.
It's been a while.
We've done shout outs for like actual real companies of people we know and things like.
That's true.
The clothing company of Corey's friends, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done a fake sponsor in a while.
I mean, our best one was beer.
Beer was good. There's been some good ones. So, all right, let's get into character. You can't see me. I'm doing the face-changing thing that what's-his-face the wrestler does.
Focus.
Hey, Ricky, do you like having clothes on your back and like being able to eat?
I would say those are things I prefer, yes.
What about, like, going places and doing things that cost money?
Well, anything fun. The law of averages costs at least $12.
Really? Is that a thing?
I heard it on South Park.
Nice. So I believe everything that's on South Park. Don't get your kids vaccinated or do or let people choose what they want. I think that was the message of the last episode. But if you like money, I got the thing for you.
What's that?
Get a job. Get a job and have a job.
Yep, being employed. This episode's brought to you by...
being employed. I mean, really, what the fuck can we do in this world without money anymore? Nothing's free.
Nope, unless you are a survivalist. In which case, I respect your
You still gotta buy skills. The shit that... I mean, no, I guess if you're like Bear Grylls, but you know what? He had to buy those clothes. He's not out there naked. I guess he's naked and afraid. All right, okay.
But that doesn't last a lifetime. It lasts like 30 days and they're over it. 30 days. Not even 30 days, like a week.
Yeah, they would not be out there doing that by choice without being paid. Yeah, they're doing that for money.
Yeah.
So, me and Ricky say, get a job. Have money. Do things. We do differ a little bit on what to do with that money. Ricky's all about spend it because you might die tomorrow. I like to Not save sure. a little bit. Because sometimes my car needs work and I have to be able to pay to get it fixed or change the tires or some shit. Speaking of which, I should probably do that. Oh, I got to get tabs. Goddamn thing came in the mail the other day. I got to get tabs by next month.
I should probably switch my mindset on that one a little bit. I'm going to go save. Save your money, people.
Oh, shit. In the moment, Ricky's whole philosophy on life just changed. All right, maybe just a small part of it. But yeah, so this episode brought to you by being employed and having money to spend it on the things that you want or need to.
Being responsible.
There's, to a degree. I mean, YOLO, right? YOLO. And then we'll get back to this episode. The rest of it is just your classic fare with our friends with talking about random shit, mostly about our own podcast and what we should be doing that we aren't doing. And then hopefully there will be a video out to accompany this depending on laziness.
Yes.
All right. Back to the show.
Yeah. Check me out on Twitter. It's _ Rain City Sports.
Is that your handle?
Yeah.
What's your handle?
On Twitter?
It's vague or something.
Mine's LL Cool J, get at me.
Nice. So you
can get at me. That's right. I always forget that and then I see that.
And
what is mine? How do you even see what yours is? I forget.
And you can also
find it's vague _ Bo Sox. Nice. I am a Red Sox fan also. And that was before I kind of, you know, it's always 1A, 1B with Mariners and Red Sox, but now it's hardcore Mariners 1A for sure.
You were definitely more of a Red Sox guy in high school, and I always rooted hardcore.
I mean, it gets boring when you have to stop rooting for the team every time October comes around.
I feel like, too, like, I have other rooting interests. It's just not as strong as whatever the Seattle team is, right?
Yeah, I just had they were a big influence when I was like 12 because Garcia Parra, my stepdad's from Massachusetts, so we had made a bunch of trips back there.
Freezing Ortiz.
Still never gotten to see a game in Fenway yet, but one day.
You know, it's funny is my wife actually got to go, and I didn't have good enough grades to go to high school though.
Oh, the New York trip?
Yeah. She did for Ocean Bowl, which is ridiculous.
Oh, I forgot about that. I should have done that.
They were like just about to go, and then I had failed a class or something. Oh, man. And they're like, oh, I got a D maybe even. And they're like, oh, you can't go. And I'm like, son of a...
Have you been to any other stadiums?
Well, we did the San Diego.
Yeah, we went to Petco.
So Petco. I think that's all.
I went to PNC, which is in San Francisco, right?
No.
I've always wanted to go though.
It's super beautiful. Like it's
McCovey Cove.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like we sat, like we paid $13 per ticket.
Nice.
And we sat like just below the big wall, like all the way up next to the field.
I grew up in the Bay Area. My first game was the A's game.
Nice.
Yeah.
That must have been
the classic McGuire, Henderson.
Oh, all nice.
Those guys, yeah.
You and the Lonely Island alike.
That's right.
Yeah. So that was fun. We go to Pittsburgh kind of often for my wife's work, so I want to go to that stadium. It looks pretty cool.
Pirates?
Yeah. But Pirates they cool. seem like the last several times we've been there, it's not been the right time.
You going to go to Heinz Field?
So you see that from the city. Like, you can just look basically right into it.
That's where they shot Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the stadium?
Yeah.
So my wife was actually there in Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh game. She was there working, and I was like, I should go and just go to the game.
That's right. Now I remember with Dark Knight. Yeah. They had a bunch of Steelers players too, like Roethlisberger and those guys were like on the sideline, but they couldn't use official NFL gear, so they were just in random yellow jerseys.
Oh, okay.
But there was a whole bunch of Steelers players. The Link, you know, pee on the fence outside.
It's always sunny. It would be terrible for me because I'm a Cowboys fan, and they would all hate me, but. Yeah. It'd still be worth it just for the Always Sunny day.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh fans seem pretty nice, actually, to me.
That's good.
They wore Seahawks hat.
That's not Philly, though.
Stuff around. Oh, no, it's definitely not. But I didn't expect it, I guess. I don't know.
Also, Jared, I've got some kind of news for that could affect the network that could be good. I might end up on a movie podcast with some random people from Facebook, one of the podcast groups.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can use that to... promote our podcast.
I mean the same kind of thing with the metal biker dude thing. He joined our kind of. He didn't join the network because maybe eventually, but he's not. He has like way more followers than us, right? So
he's a lone wolf.
He's got like 30,000 followers or something on YouTube.
Nice, that's big.
Yeah, so he's
get him to throw up like a
Patreon,
so a Northern State Podcasting graphic, and like
exactly.
give him a sticker.
So maybe someday, I don't know. It's I don't think maybe. It's right off the bat, but we'll see how things go. I've been kind of helping him like get things posted, and I don't know, created a little artwork and stuff for him. So.
Oh, also, if a certain person will ever decide to date me, her and her friend want to do a YouTube show / podcast.
Nice.
I told her I can't help her do it unless we're dating, because
naturally.
That's the whole point of the network.
Because
you don't want to mix work and fun. We had I had a friend in jail that wanted to do it, who wants to do an MMA podcast.
Hell yeah.
So
I guess we'll be on that one.
Yeah. So I hope, if I hope whenever I find a different place to live, like I said, I can get that permanent set up. And then people can come. People can freaking have a key to my place and just use, like, you know what I mean? Like, and just come use the setup. And then we also, I would get the mics. Like, if you're watching the video, Jared has the that hook to the table and hang, and you can move them around. I would definitely get those for that setup. And then all these little shitty mics you can see me and Ricky have. If you're watching, if we're even putting this part of the video out, don't know. Yeah. These little shitty mics can be just, you know, portable setup
exactly.
to take with. I've got the mixer too, the extra one that just holds one mic, but I have a splitter, so you could always do that with two people.
Yeah.
So people, if you want, like I said, we're trying to get people to do more podcasts with us. Maybe then we don't have to do ours as often.
Well, and I think it would be nice. I mean, that was the whole point of kind of doing the network, right? Is to like try to get people who wanted to try it out or whatever, just to get in there and get it. Like we're already paying for it, right?
Don't be shy, people.
So, you know, if you want to try it out, we have everything you need, basically.
Yeah.
You just have to.
If y'all know me in real life, you know, I'm the shyest person you're probably going to meet. And I'm on a podcast.
I definitely want to do more stuff. Like we were talking the YouTube channel being more of like separate videos, separate from the podcast. And then we kind of forgot about that. And we've just been posting our podcast on there. I mean, they go on there automatically from Transistor anyway. But I would like to do more like Instagram live video, you know, actually do our story. I never do a story on Instagram. I never think about it.
It's the only thing I ever
do. I do all the time, yeah.
But so for our podcast, doing that, because we never do stories on our podcast account, do we?
Speaking of which, like I've been getting like almost 200 people almost daily, like watching my stories.
It's so weird how random.
Your personal story?
Yeah.
So we got to start doing that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's like way more than any engagement I get on any photo.
One of my favorite Lakers of all time, Sasha Vujicic, didn't know he had a little sister. She viewed my story. It's like,
yeah, exactly. It's super badass.
I don't know how people see stories.
I think it's they've changed their system. Yeah. And it's been like.
Or if you're commenting and they see that you have a story, they're going
to. Because it doesn't even like. I don't know. It doesn't even like. It's not even if I hashtag or anything, or it's nothing. It doesn't really.
Well, I don't get how people find your stories who aren't like, following you.
Yeah, I don't know.
But apparently they do.
Yeah, I got like 300 views on the last one, and it's just a song.
I don't watch anyone's stories.
Exactly. I'm like same kind of thing. Like, and so I've been occasionally like.
Except whenever I watch stories, I'm just like.
No, I mean I do too a lot too.
Just fast forward through them.
But you just have to hope that they're actually watching. I guess.
And then you, Jared, are. What am I saying? You're learning more. You're trying to learn more, teaching yourself more video stuff.
Yeah, well, because I've been doing the droning thing, and I like been putting things together and actually telling stories and like that kind of thing. Nice. So it's like changes a lot, like on what you're.
Me and Hoop from our skateboarding background have a pretty good.
Yeah, so that would be kind of the sort of thing. Like,
Yeah, Hoop is a video editor, man. He was good at it because he was doing it for skate videos. He's self-taught too.
Yeah.
Pretty much, we
as long as you
dabble,
have like an easy program, not an easy program, but if you have
we have Premiere Pro, it's a little bit of a learning curve for sure, but I can put it together pretty easily. It's just, I guess it's just like being able to think of the shots that are going to be the next part of the story or whatever you're trying to do. So that's the hardest part, like to me. Yeah,
we should have done a live video from MoPop. Like phones were allowed. We just no flashes. Like why didn't we do a story? We gotta start taking advantage.
We should have definitely done a story.
I have such a shitty phone that I don't.
Well, I know we had my phone. We could have done it on, which is good. And I just don't think like that. But we need to like be more. You gotta be a brand now. This is the funny thing. I've been. You know, listen to a lot of comedians, and now I've kind of learned how the comedy world has changed. So, like, back in the day, because of what happened with, like, Seinfeld, it was like you got into comedy to try to get discovered to get a television show. And, like, remember, Whitney Cummings had a show
like, the Workaholics guys.
Delia.
They started on YouTube.
Chris Delia. But that was the whole point of being a stand-up comedian was to get a show, but now it's you start a YouTube channel to get a show. Comedians are just a brand. So now their whole thing is social media, online interaction. That leads to getting a special on like Netflix or something, and then all of a sudden you have Yeah, you have a tour that sells out, and that's how they, like, that's now the template. I think the same thing with podcasting. Who are the guys? They got that show on, like, they have a show now that they started as a YouTube show as the two dudes, Jesus and Mero.
Oh, Jesus and Mero?
Jesus and Mero.
The Bodega Boys.
And all they did was basically what we're doing right now. They sat at a table with a camera pointing at them and made a YouTube show, started getting attention and got guests, and then it became an actual show they're getting paid to do, which, I mean, they were getting paid after a while on that.
I think
Showtime, that's what it was.
I think social media is like one of the main marketing tools anymore. Like, speaking of which, I just graduated college, by the way.
Oh, shit.
So
we don't have a drink to...
It's finished. I'm officially a marketing management major, which I don't know what that means, but...
You guys got like shit to celebrate, and I'm just sitting here with... I did apply for an apprenticeship. I'm at that point.
That's a good start.
No, that's awesome. I mean,
you graduated how many years ago, though, so...
Six years ago now?
It's only taken me like 14.
And I've done nothing with it. So, but at least you did it in something good.
Yeah.
At least you did it in something good that you're going to use, marketing, video, stuff like that. But yeah, so I'm saying you're getting better at doing videos and things. We need to start taking advantage and being more
That's
social media self-conscious.
Well, and I would like to, you know, use you guys as kind of let's learn, like help me learn with that, like, I'll go take video of you skating and like go put it together and try to see what I can do. You know what I mean? Like those kind of things. Like even the disc golf, like same kind of thing. I'm not sure if I want to carry that gimbal around the whole thing. But if I bring a backpack maybe or something, I don't know. It's just pretty heavy. Like it's a heavy setup to be able to like moving around, especially if I'm going to try to throw a frisbee.
The disc, well, we can hold it while you're throwing a disc. And
It has a tripod, film so you could set it down again. But
I feel like that's become me and Ricky's like biggest hobby. Is we just go disc golfing and post pictures of that on our...
Pretty much.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Take a quick action shot.
It's a good way to go.
But so we, because of this person not wanting to date me, I just like went all in a slump for a little bit. But because of that, I got all motivated to go do shit, which is why I went to Mopop. But what I really wanted to do, and we were talking about doing, and if we do it, obviously podcasting and making a video, is road trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Can you guys hear this? That's me jabbing table. Now my mom's dog barking because she thinks somebody knocked. So it's like a 21-hour drive. Yeah, so now we got to figure out what Ricky's new schedule.
I've done the Vegas trip, driving to Vegas before, which was, pretty
awesome. Ricky, is that place Monday through Friday or is it Monday through Thursday?
Friday.
Monday through Friday. So we might have to do like a leave Friday night, be back by Sunday night. No, that didn't work. That was why I didn't do it. Yeah, it's because 2 days I did the math and I was like, nope.
Yeah, you're gonna be driving.
I have to wait like 60 days.
All right, guys, be quiet. Let her bark so we can reduce the noise from it later. Oh, she fucking stopped. You got kidding me. I wanted to get one good record if it can hear it. I don't know if the microphones are even picking it up.
Yeah.
Like later, I'm gonna squeak this chair a bunch and record it so I can reduce that noise because I keep
moving around. Okay, so sorry to switch topics, but do you want to talk about movies for a minute?
Sure. Yeah.
What?
Movies.
Peanut
Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
You're the only other person that I know of.
That's because the name doesn't really give you...
Limited release as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Because it was one of those festival films that did so well that they're like, oh, we should put this out.
Nice. Yeah.
Because a lot of those only get released in like California and New York, I'm learning. There's a lot of movies that only get released in New York and California on like... couple hundred theaters.
Well, they know that there's some theaters that like show like now independent movies and stuff like that up in
Fathom events. If they're partnered with Fathom, they'll do more of the limited releases. Like that's how Jay and Silent Bob's getting released. And they're partnered up in Bynum. So
it was I thought it was a great movie. Like,
yeah, we talked about it a little bit on our podcast. Yeah. If anyone listens to that, sorry about the sound quality. It does get better about halfway through, which is weird. I don't know what changed or what happened there.
Yeah, I had no idea what the video was or what the movie was about. I was just like, "Oh, Shia LaBeouf's back!"
Yeah, true. I saw like him on Hot Wings just recently, right?
Nice.
And that was part of the reason I was like, oh, "I gotta watch that," you know? Because, but also it had pretty good ratings, like from the Tomato or whatever.
Right. So I listen to Doug Loves Movies. So if you like movies, it's a really cool podcast because it's basically just comedians come on, they talk and joke around about what they're doing, and then they do trivia. But they always talk about what's the last movie you saw. And Benson goes to a lot of movie festivals. And so he'll bring them up. So another one he's talked about. So he's who I heard that from. And now the one he's talking about that people need to see when it comes out is Jojo Rabbit. Which is like a kid has an imaginary friend that is Hitler. And apparently it's gotten it's gotten some flack because they're like, Hitler's funny in it. He's not mean. But it's because it's that kid's imagination of what he thinks Hitler would be like.
I've seen,
and he doesn't really know. He just knows of Hitler and has seen pictures. He's like, oh, this is what...
It was his post that said
so I guess it's really funny.
Favorite movie of the year started with J.O., but it wasn't Joker.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't heard good things about
it. So did you know what the storyline for that was going to be at all?
I had read like a small description about it, like, but I didn't know, like, I hadn't seen a preview or anything.
I was the same as Ricky. I was like, oh, I heard Shia LaBeouf's really good.
Yeah, I seen one preview while I was in jail. I was like, oh, man, I'm probably going to miss that. And then,
You saw it more than I did. Yeah, I just heard them say, yeah, Shia LaBeouf's like really good in this, and it's really good. And I was like, okay.
Of course he's really good.
And it's one of those things where, like, when you respect someone's opinion, you just, like, take it and you're like, okay, you say that's good. I'm going to go check it out.
So then I went and saw Ad Astra also, or is
that like Ad Astra, yeah. That actually...
It looked okay, but...
And Tommy Lee Jones and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, exactly. But it was just...
I know. How did you go wrong?
It was not good. I mean, basically, the whole movie is him trying to find Tommy Lee Jones because Tommy Lee Jones is his dad and he went missing. And turns out that he, like, tried to blow up everybody and kill the world because in the movie, like, it's... I think it must be set in the future. I missed the first 5 minutes, honestly. So it sounds like it's set in the future because, like, he first gets on a jet or on a rocket and he flies to the moon and it's like it's a plane ride. Like, they're giving him blankets and they're, like, saying, like...
Like, oh, Airplane 2?
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but...
Remember the old Airplane movie? They made number 2, which was on a shuttle going to, like, live on the moon.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's basically like a...
So regular. That's what it basically is. Like, there's an Applebee's on the moon, and then he goes to Mars from there looking for his dad, and then... So basically the whole movie is him looking for his dad. Then he finds his dad, and then he kills his dad, and then that's the end of the movie, basically. So it's kind of like...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry, spoiler. But it's like... He doesn't kill his dad, but anyways, the point
is... You're not going to go watch it. Everyone has said it's terrible, so if you're listening to this...
Yeah, it's pretty... there wasn't a lot to it, I guess. Not a lot of depth, I guess, would be the best.
This is weird, because it looked like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's October. We got Halloween coming up. So speaking of movies, what's your guys' like horror movie recommendation? Like, if you had to tell somebody only one horror movie to watch...
I don't know,
like,
if it's considered a horror movie,
seen,
but...
Or one, yeah, just that's forever. Just my favorite.
Well, just one that if you were going to tell people, like, if you can only watch one, you know, Halloween-y or horror movie.
Oh, yeah, what,
mine's sure. People Under the Stairs. I love that.
I think I did see that.
It's like Fool.
I remember that.
Weirdly, a couple years ago.
It's like these people who like, adopt kids, and then they find something wrong with them, and they chop it off, basically.
Ooh.
So, like, one guy talks too much, they cut his tongue off, and then another guy, like, he steals stuff, so they cut his hand off, and then they throw him in the basement. And they all live in... So there's a whole bunch of kids in the basement.
I think it saw, like, a sequel to that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because I remember the people in the... There was people... I remember
it's not
that title.
Really super scary.
And
honestly,
the one I saw, that people were in the basement, but I didn't see any chopping off stuff. And it
so, like, a kid, this kid and his, like, uncle break into the house because they hear that they have a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And then...
No, that is what I saw. I missed the whole concept of them adopting kids and chopping stuff off.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else about that, yes, I did see that.
So I thought it was a pretty cool movie. I watched it, like, when I was a kid, but... I've watched it. I still own it, actually, to this day, but definitely my recommendation.
The one I would say, you can only watch it once, though, because it saw one.
Oh, yeah.
Once you know what's going to happen, it's pretty much ruined. But
That's kind of sucks. Some of the best movies in the world are, like, not rewatchable.
Seeing that the first time, that's just, like, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
He was there the whole time. What the fuck's going on? But for, like, rewatchability, I always go with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Just because I love how sarcastic and shit Freddy is.
He's
like a brutal rapist.
I want to throw out a more recent one, a horror comedy, because we were talking about that earlier. This did not do well in theaters, which is crazy to me because the trailer looked awesome and it is great, which is Here We Come.
Oh, yeah.
The, like, hide and seek based one, and it's kind of a horror. There's no, like, monsters, not, like, gory, but it's people trying to murder people, so.
I guess it's realistic horror.
It's more of a thriller, I guess, but it's funny. Like, it is a comedy. Because what movie were we talking about? How it's so hard to do a horror comedy.
If we're going horror comedy, Evil Dead.
That's right. That's what it was. It came up at Mopop when we were there. There was something about Evil Dead in there.
And
you were like, man.
Darkness was great. Bruce Campbell, that guy's awesome.
So if you're listening to this, hit up any of the three of us or our, you know, message on Instagram. Nolan State Podcasting or Fairweather Friends or me or Ricky or Jared's personal accounts. Give us some movie recommendations. What should we watch for this Halloween? Haley, you're probably not listening to this, but she's been watching. She's trying to watch a horror movie for each day, right? 31 horror movies. Uh-huh. Been posting to us pictures of movies she's watched.
That's cool.
Garrett's a big Chucky guy.
That's right. He was Chucky for Halloween last year.
Not a big Chucky reboot guy. But.
That's the other one. I thought the It remakes were really good. I need to watch the originals. That's what I should watch this year, the originals. Matt's got them on tape. Do you have a VHS player?
No, we got a DVD player.
Is it on DVD? Is it on DVD?
On DVD.
Oh, okay.
It's just Nidio Fire TV, and hook it up.
We do have a projector at the house.
Oh, we should do a movie night. Well, anything else you guys want to bring up here? We've got a little bit of time before we got to go out and play some disc golf while the sun is still out and it's not
30 degrees outside.
Yeah. It's in the 50s, thankfully, now, but winter's coming.
For sure.
Winter's always coming. Damn, I didn't even mean to go Game of Thrones on there, but it really is coming. Unlike Game of Thrones, we know because it's the same time every year. It's not like 10 years between. Yeah, Ricky doesn't even know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Yeah, in Game of Thrones, they summer. It's only summer and winter, and they never know how long either is going to last.
Huh.
Another weird part of that show.
Man, I never knew exactly why it was winter is coming, or like I never knew exactly that part of it. I guess I didn't know that it was summer for so long. They make it sound like it doesn't happen.
But it's also a double entendre, or whatever. Of like, it also means like bad shit always is eventually going to happen.
Yeah, that's kind
of
what I think.
Is really the bigger thing.
Do we? What? Wrap it up. What about NFL predictions or NBA? Or should we?
I'm not ready for NBA predictions, but we should do. We should try to do a Lakers preview. Yeah, big way to go out on a limb there. Who would have guessed Ricky would? At least they're actually good this year.
I think actually prediction last year
came true.
We should try to do a preview. We got 2 weeks though.
I was the only.
That's all we got for the NBA season starts.
Okay, so yeah, we can
probably.
And hey,
I was one of very few people that picked the Raptors to win last year.
Yeah, we did our preview last year. And you nailed it.
I have to do it remotely if I'm going to do it after this, I guess.
That's fine. Out of town. We got Skype.
Yeah, for sure.
That'll be our 1 year anniversary, Ricky, of podcasting.
That's pretty cool.
The opening day of the NBA season. I don't know. I'm sure the opening day won't be the exact same day as it was last year. But yeah, that was the first day we did any podcast. We did 2 episodes that day because we procrastinated it by 2 weeks and had to jam the preview in because we did a quick like 30 minute like thing like, hey, we're podcasting now, here's the stuff we're gonna talk about. And then we did a 2 hour long, we copied Bill and who does he do it with, overunders with House?
Oh yeah,
I think so.
Where they look at the Vegas odds for the overunders for each team, and we went through all of them.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which takes a long time.
So the other thing we should definitely do is maybe predict the MLB the rest of the way because it's playoffs.
I don't even care.
You don't care?
Or MLB or NFL?
MLB.
MLB?
As long as the Astros and Yankees don't win.
I would say
the odds are not good that neither of them will win.
Yankees over Cardinals.
I don't even know who's in it in the National League except the Nationals.
It's Cardinals and Nationals.
Oh, yeah. We're on.
That's the reason
they go so quick, yeah.
Only because I seen the Cardinals coach give that speech yesterday.
Yeah.
They can't keep up with us.
I'll go for the Nationals just because of the Ewing theory thing, and that means no Yankees or Astros.
Well, and if the Nationals make it, the Mariners will be the only MLB team not to ever play in the World Series.
So. Oh, shit. I shouldn't root for that. There's so many things I don't want to happen. The Twins was the only team I hoped, and that was just because Nelson Cruz was there.
I'm still probably rooting for the Astros, partially because, if they win, then maybe their urgency to be so good will drop a little bit.
They've got a pretty good standard going so far.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to lose they're going to lose some good players.
They can't afford to keep all those guys forever.
Yeah, so I mean that's part.
Verlander's not going to last forever though.
No, but I think Cole's a free agent after the year, I think. So I don't know.
Anyways. Yeah, they only signed him to a 1 year deal, right?
I think he was.
I mean,
still
2 year deal because it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean. I don't know. That's where I guess my hope is. I don't want the Yankees to win just because I never do.
All right. And then I guess, we'll try to do an NFL or an NBA preseason or preview and an NFL midseason.
For sure.
So you can definitely be on either of those. We'll have to have Hoop for the NFL. Well, we can try. He always pod. Like he always says we should pod when we go over there and watch football. But then it doesn't happen. And then when we actually invite him, like, hey, we should pod, he has other things. So he does. He got a new house. His kids in football. So hopefully we'll have Hoop on for that one because it's always fun. He gets real heated, which means I get real heated, which is always fun.
Nice.
That's the only problem with me and Ricky.
It's true.
It's the only problem with our dynamic.
I remember you guys getting heated listening to you guys.
Me and Ricky are too level-headed. We rarely disagree enough to get mad at each other and like start yelling.
Whenever
we
disagree, it's something so outlandish that you're just like...
you're usually just, trying to troll me, which, hey, you know what? Do it. You should do it. I'll sit and argue with you and you just keep trolling me. And I'm like, God, yeah, I know you're trolling me. You're just trying to get me heated, but have some reason, man.
Yeah.
Damn Seahawks, penalties and shit. That and then, NFL, I would love to live stream during games again because we had like a couple hundred views on our live stream from last year. Nice. But we only ended up doing the one game. Like, we kind of planned to do it more. And if you have a good camera, it'll be better.
Well, actually, we could probably hook it up to this one.
I was saying, if we can hook it up to a laptop, that's all we do, yeah. And we live streamed.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we live streamed the Seahawks Cowboys right out there in the living room.
Yeah, what do you – so you talk the whole time?
Mostly. We ate. Like, people were going on and off camera.
It's because
Hoop's family was over there.
You can't show the game, so you just have to talk about it.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So we commented on it, and people started chatting with us.
We're like the announcers, if you don't want to listen to Joe Buck. And
it's like a,
that's
like
how
a,
I told like people, advertised it on Facebook.
The fight companions that they do? It's just a game companion, if you'd rather listen to somebody else.
And apparently there's people that, like, search YouTube for those things to check them out, because we had random people. Like, well, I said, we had over 200
if you
don't views.
Have TV, honestly, like, if you don't have the channel to watch sports, like, and maybe that's what you do.
Maybe
like,
the NBA will get banned in China.
I mean, just... a lot of times I use Twitter, like, when I didn't have TV and I was doing that, I would just be like, use Twitter and, like, watch that, and you could do the same thing. But even then, it wasn't as quite as good. I mean, it's not play-by-play by any means. It's like, what's up?
It's hard to do play-by-play. He was trying to keep up, but...
Me? Oh, I tried it first, and I was like, I can't do play-by-play. But then we would just... I mean, you're assuming people are watching, so it's like, if you're just discussing what just happened... You don't need to give, like, oh, this guy did this and that guy did this and then this happened. You can just be like, holy shit, that guy definitely caught it. What are they talking about now?
Pretty much.
Or that was no penalty. A lot of cussing. I can't not. I get it from my mom.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get
I'm an emotional wreck during CX games for sure. The rest of the
time. I don't think I've ever watched a game. Have you ever watched a game with
him? No, probably not.
We watched that one
game. Oh, this is a podcast. No. I'm shaking my head.
But it wasn't like anybody we were invested in.
No, that doesn't count. Yeah, no, it's a Seahawks is different.
Oh, and we had the game just on in the background while we
even
were...
Even on Thursday night.
We went out and got pizza that one time.
Oh, yeah, there was just random game. Was that NBA games on? Or
was it the Cougs?
No.
It was either the Cougs or the Huskies.
Maybe.
Because it wasn't like a...
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I didn't remember it being a team that any of us actually cared about.
Yeah, that's what...
But,
we should have talked about the Huskies and Cougars, but we can wait till next time.
Oh, yeah, we didn't go to college. We still did almost an hour.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's fun.
You can't have us on as guests and still do 45 minutes or less. Not going to happen.
No, that's, I mean...
on Rain City Sports.
I mean, that matters only when I'm doing it weekly, honestly. Like, to me, that's the time, like... Just because I don't... Like, people drive a lot of times and listen to it or whatever, you know? And I'm like, I don't want to take up too much time, I guess, is the best way to say it. Like, I don't know.
If you're still listening to this and you really just cared about the sports stuff, that whole first half will be on Rain City Sports, and that's Jared's podcast that is just the sports stuff. It's usually a little shorter because it's just him.
Most of the time. Not the last several times, but...
Yeah, but so just so you know, this full thing will be obviously on our channel.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to eat some pizza.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm going to say keep your friends close and your fair weather friends even closer.
I gotta say, I need
it. Yeah, see you later.